The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The prayer for this seventh Sunday after Trinity. Generous God, you give us gifts to make them grow. Through our faith, though our faith is as small as a mustard seed, make it grow to your glory and the flourishing of your kingdom. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Jesus put before the crowd another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who has sowed good seed in his field. But while everybody was asleep, the enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." The slave said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he replied, "No, for in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, 'Collect the weeds first and bind them into bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" Then he left the crowds and went into the house. And his disciples approached him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He answered, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen." This is the gospel of the Lord. We have a lot of plants in the vicarage back garden. We do in the front garden as well, but I tend to look after more of the back garden. Most of which, I have no idea what they are. We have some lovely white roses, I think they're roses, this year, due to me hacking the plant back in the spring, which I think is why it's grown so well. The raspberries on the side of the shed are well and truly out of control and keep springing up in the grass, which is not great. So at some point next year, I'm going to have to dig them all out and just condense them down slightly. On that side of the garden at the back, I looked up the other day while I was outside and thought, I've never seen that plant before. Had a really nice little white flower, was all green and looked lovely and fresh and growing. But I'd never ever noticed it before and couldn't really work out what had been there previous, or had anything been there previous, and I'd just never noticed this plant before. It was, in fact, bindweed. And it had just wrapped itself completely around this bush to the point where you couldn't actually see the bush underneath anymore, and it made me go, "What is it? It's lovely, but what is that?" And Laura took great delight in pulling it all off, allowing the plant underneath it to breathe again. It seems that I still do not know the difference between a lovely flowering weed and what is an actual plant. In our gospel reading today, we have another account of what the kingdom of heaven may be compared to. Last week, Andy had us think about how we would describe the kingdom of heaven, and that theme continues on this week. Matthew chapter 13 is known as the kingdom of parables, where there are seven or eight, depending on how you split them up and count them in this chapter alone. And today is the parable of the weeds. Now, these weren't just any weeds. It was a particular weed called darnel. It's almost identical to wheat, and it grows up alongside the crops. And such was it an invasive weed, even the Romans had passed a law saying it would be banned from being used to sabotage another person's crops. The only good thing to do with it is to burn it for fuel. Jesus, of course, is not giving a lesson in how to farm and when to harvest. As the person working in the field says, shall we just gather the weeds and get rid of them? A perfectly natural thought to have when you see that a weed is overtaking the plant. But in this case, because it's the parable, the landowner says to leave it and let it grow. And at the harvest time, they will sort it all out. What Jesus is doing is telling a story to the crowds and the disciples about the kingdom of God and how at the end of the age, the people will be either the weeds or the wheat. It's not an easy read or listen to, or in fact, something to preach on. One way of interpreting this parable is like this. Imagine for a moment you've heard Jesus in the village, so you've walked down to listen to him speak. You're good Jews, and therefore you follow the law of Moses, and you abide by the laws that have been set out. And you hear Jesus talking about weeds and wheat growing up together alongside one another. And once again, Jesus is saying about those weeds and wheat. And he's saying that those who follow and believe in God will be side by side with those who don't. For us today in the year 2026, that's completely normal. That's how we live our lives. But back then in 30 Common Era, give or take, being with others who are not following the same religion as you, the same laws, eating the same foods, was unheard of. We think of the parable of the Good Samaritan, or when Jesus is with tax collectors or others in society that people have forgotten about. We know how others reacted to him doing that. They were not happy. But once again, the kingdom of God has changed how the world is to be seen. And Jesus is asking the crowd, do you want to be part of this great harvest? And to his disciples in private, he's explaining what it means, which is where it all gets a little bit uncomfortable in terms of people being judged as if they're in the kingdom or are they not. So that uncomfortable judging aspect of this parable is there. But there's also an understanding that the field is in fact the world and all who live in it. We who live in the world are not the ones who are doing the judging. That is up to God. What our role is to walk alongside others and to help one another. It's not our job, as one writer wrote, to clear the weeds. Our job is to tend and care for all those who come our way and need our help. We don't get to read people's minds and know where they are in their journey of faith. And we may never know where they are. But what we are to be is a place that is safe for all to come and to be and to meet with God. And in all this talk of judgment that there is in this passage, there's also hope. Hope that not all is lost and that all people will one day be in the kingdom of God. Pope Benedict XVI said that we must resist the temptation of impatience. We need to leave it up to God as to how and when the kingdom will grow. Our role in all of this is to look out into the world and to see where God is at work, where God's love is shining through, and to go and to serve in those places. We are not the ones to be judging others, but we are the ones to love and serve all those in the world that we meet. So let us continue to do that this week. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and with all those whom you love, now and always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.